Welcome to B Movie Bliss.
Ladies and gentlemen, aliens, and creatures from the depths of questionable filmmaking, welcome back to another episode of B Movie Bliss. I'm your host, Brian, the fearless explorer of cinema's back alleys where the budgets are low, the dialogue is questionable, and the special effects, well, let's just say they're special, in their own unique way. Now, today is the day that we go down the annals of B-movie history. We're diving headfirst into the murky sewers of cinema, where even the rats are wearing 3D glasses and the filmmakers are begging for spare change. That's right, folks, it's time to unleash the madness that is CHUD, cannibalistic, humanoid, underground dwellers. If you're wondering whether the title sounds like a fever dream, just wait until you experience the movie. But before we grab our flashlights and wade through the river of questionable waste that is this film, let me remind you to buckle up, because this ride is about as smooth as a tricycle on a gravel road. If you ever thought, can a movie be so bad it's good? Well, dear listeners, Chud is here to answer that question with a resounding, hold my radioactive waste. So, grab your popcorn, your anti-Chud spray, spoiler, it doesn't exist, and your sense of humor, because we're about to embark on a journey where logic takes a vacation and plot holes are more abundant than my collection of mismatched socks. Without any further ado, let's dive into the cinematic abyss with Chud on B-Movie Bliss. And remember, folks, sometimes the only way out of a bad movie is to find the bliss in its B-moviness. Stay tuned for laughs, the shocks, and possibly a profound realization or two. This is B-Movie Bliss, where bad is our middle name and bliss is the game. In the vast ocean of cinematic gems, there exists a unique category reserved for films so bafflingly bad that they circle back around to being strangely enjoyable. Enter Chud, a cult classic that not only embraces its flaws, but revels in them. As we plunge into the depths of this cinematic abyss, be prepared for a roller coaster of emotions ranging from disbelief to uncontrollable laughter, all while contemplating the paradoxical beauty of movies that defy conventional standards. Chud opens with a seemingly straightforward premise: cannibalistic, humanoid, underground dwellers, or Chud for short, terrorize the unsuspecting residents of New York City. However, the film quickly deviates from any semblance of coherence. Characters appear and disappear without warning, and the narrative logic takes a nosedive into the surreal. It's as if the filmmakers abandoned a structured script in favor of a madcap journey through the bizarre. The protagonist, George Cooper, stumbles upon the Chud conspiracy while investigating mysterious disappearances in the city's sewers. His journey introduces us to a cast of characters ranging from a flamboyant soup kitchen operator to a government cover-up that involves toxic waste and mutated creatures. The plot, however convoluted, becomes a travesty of absurdity that draws viewers in with its sheer audacity. One cannot discuss Chud without acknowledging its unintentional comedic brilliance. The dialogue, often delivered with straight face by the cast, reaches heights of unintentional hilarity. Lines like "Chuds are not our garbage men" or "I don't like this Captain Bosch" become instant classics in the realm of so bad it's good cinema. The stilted acting and awkward pacing only add to the charm, making it impossible not to chuckle at the sheer audacity of the filmmakers. Special effects in Chud are a spectacle of their own. The rubbery, poorly designed Chud creatures look like rejects from a B-movie monster mash. In their absurdity, they become endearing. The practical effects, despite their obvious limitations, contribute to the film's charm, transporting viewers to a world where suspension of disbelief is not just a choice, but a necessity. Chud is a time capsule of the 1980s. Capturing the era's spirit with its gritty urban setting, fashion choices that defy expectation, and a synth-heavy soundtrack that feels like a relic from another dimension. The film encapsulates the era's obsession with nuclear paranoia and environmental concerns, albeit in a way that elicits more laughs than genuine contemplation. Viewing Chud is akin to embarking on a wild theme park ride, where each twist and turn leaves you simultaneously bewildered and delighted. The film's commitment to its own madness is infectious, inviting audiences to spend their own critical faculties and embrace the chaos unfolding on the screen. It's a testament to the enduring appeal of this film. that, by all conventional standards, should have been forgotten at best. In the annals of cinema, Chud stands as a monument to the enduring charm of movies that defy expectations. Its unintentional humor, baffling plot, and lovably terrible special effects combine to create an experience that transcends traditional notions of film quality. While not a masterpiece by any stretch, Chud earned its place in the pantheon of so bad it's good classics. In the realm of cinematic oddities, Chud earns a solid 7 out of 10. Its flaws are undeniable, but its ability to entertain and provoke thought elevates it above the ranks of unforgettable mediocrity. Embrace the absurdity, revel in the laughter, and let Chud remind you that sometimes the journey into the cinematic abyss is far more rewarding than reaching a conventional destination.